ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुर्वुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पथे गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाङ्क्षन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण नम्ब सुन श्लोकम ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரான் தஷ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன சலாக்கையா அதோடைய அர்த்தம் யாரா சொல்ல முடியுமா? So can anybody repeat the translation as such? I was born. That's the point. I was born. Darkest ignorance. And my guru opens my eye. Isn't it? So what does it mean? Prabhupada is our founder Acharya. How he opened our eyes, can anyone tell?
Preaching,
everybody is preaching. Everybody is telling, I am a good preacher, I am better than anyone else.
Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna mantra. No, my point is, Om Ajnana Timirandasya. Relating to that verse, how Prabhupada opened your eyes. You got my point now? We are telling, I was born in the darkest ignorance. And Prabhupada has opened my eyes with the
knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is.
My point is how your eyes are opened. If we are blind, if you are in dark, can we understand anything?
Nothing.
But he is.
By the light of knowledge.
So what is that knowledge?
Tatpadaha.
No, still you did not understand my question. How you, particularly for yourself, you can speak how your unseen thing is seen. That is called blind become seen. Isn't it? As though our eyes are open. But we are unable to understand what is there in front of us. But he is giving us the knowledge what is there in front of us. You got the point? As though our eyes are open, we are unable to understand what is in front of us. But the Guru is giving us the knowledge, the light of the knowledge, so that we can understand what is there. You got the point? For example, we are telling, what we are telling, one example we have taken, Mr. A bet Mr. B, isn't it? This is knowledge. We opened our eyes. We are seeing Mr. A is beating Mr. B. But our spiritual master is telling what you are seeing is not correct. Isn't it? You are blind. That's why you are unable to see the truth. You got the point? Now, in which way Prabhupada is telling us to see what we are seeing? Now you understand, no? The question? Yes? Hidden hand of Krishna. Because previously Mr. B bet someone else. Isn't it? As though we are seeing Mr. A is beating Mr. B. But Prabhupada is telling you are blind still. You got the point? The real vision is that Mr. B bet someone else and Krishna is using Mr. A as an instrument. Isn't it? You understand that? How the Guru is opening our eyes. As the eyes are open, we are unable to see because our senses are imperfect. Okay? Today class is Krishna. Prabhupada is telling us, don't believe anyone. You are seeing so many people, they are very, very nice. They are very, very good. But don't believe anyone blindly. This is actually eye-opening. Isn't it?
Yeah.
As though we are saying, oh, it's very nicely. That's why today I love you. Tomorrow we get married. Day after tomorrow we are going to divorce. That's happening nowadays. Kali Yuga, everyone is getting cheated. Isn't it? Today I love you. Tomorrow we are marrying. The story was there, Solomon Grundy. Born on Monday. 1 week, the story is finished. Like that, so gone. So what all we are seeing, that is not all perfect. Isn't it? Today, that's the only, today, don't believe anyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the only topic today, correct? Isn't it? So here, the blind, don't believe anyone blindly. What is the blindly? Blind means? As though our eyes are open, we are unable to conceive what is there in front of us. Isn't it? That's okay, everybody accepts? We are blind. In that one, we should understand our senses are not perfect. Isn't it? Now we have to make our senses perfect. The blind means, as though the truth is there, we are unable to conceive that point. Isn't it? Everyone is telling so many nice things, sir. Every year, now we see, my realization also like this one. Previously, my young age, I used to watch cinemas that and all only about the Pauranik. The Ramayana, Mahabharata, Krishna Leela, this, that and all. That time it was very, very nice. Pralad Maharaj. Even dramas also. In my street corner there is one drama, Vatravada Drama Theatre. There every Sunday there is dramas. I also used to go there and watch. But nowadays dramas and all gone. Only films, imaginary world. And for that one annual ceremony, they are giving prizes. How much we are influenced by the Maya, you please understand. This world is completely filled with
Maya.
Maya's influence are there. So they are giving prize. Even president of the country is giving. Is the best actor, is the best actress, singer. This, that, and all. That is only for the imaginary world. That is not going to help us. Even to 0.00% of the 0.1% also, that is not beneficial. You got the point? We are using so many radios, TVs. Nowadays, TVs has come. In my early years, there was no TV. Nowadays, the born baby also watching the TV. So everything is actually cheating. Already in the last class, we have seen cheaters and cheated. Isn't it? So anyone who is telling something, and that is alluring us. Somebody tells very, very nicely. If by chance some cine actor comes here, our Kilkatrali corner, everybody will rush there. When I was going to my school in my school days, in Narayan Vadali Street, there is a Koch Street is also there. Then normally the cine actors will come and purchase in that street. I used to come that side only, to home and all. Then I'll see big crowd will be there. All the singers, actors, one will come. Many people come. Actually, we never get any benefit out of that scenes. They are alluring us. The alluring means you are getting the answer. That attracts you. Now there is some power that is dragging you. Everybody is going like that. I love you, you love me. This is happening nowadays. Earlier and all, it's not the parents, they select. Isn't it? This is their parents are helping. Nowadays, you parents, you sit in their home. I do myself.
Why don't
they see all the people? They do not know. Because they rely on parents. Parents never harm any child. The statement we should understand. Nowadays the children lost the faith on parents because the education. Because they are telling you, we educated better than you. My father is only 5th standard. My mother is 6th standard. But I did my B.Tech. But I never disobey my parents anytime. Even after marriage also. Nowadays it's not like that one. Isn't it? So the alluring, everyone is alluring, attracting. Everyone is attracting. And we get attracted. Isn't it? But we do not know. What we do not know? The consequence of that word. Please understand. It's very nice for my heart. It's really very, very good. I should take this word. But actually, if you know the consequences, today he is telling he is loving me, tomorrow he is going to divorce. That we never think. It's happening. We are not understanding the consequence of which is alluring us. Please understand. The fish, how it is allured? You didn't say, see, the food. Senses are not perfect. The hook. In that one,
food.
They put, if the fish wants to take that one, instead of taking the food, it is getting caught by the hook. The person is pulling. As soon as he feels some little weight, then he pulls it. The hook is cutting the palate. The deer also attracted just by the sound. Isn't it? Please understand. Anything alluring in this material world is dangerous. We cannot accept. Then we are called gullible. Gullible means, easily be cheated. easily be. The ladies also, we can say it is gullible. Huh? That's why they are called abala. Weak. Na plus bala abala. So they have to be very, very careful. Huh? Anything that is alluring in this material world is always dangerous. Huh? We cannot believe anyone. Because, why we cannot believe anyone? How? They are influenced by?
Maya.
Everyone is influenced by Maya, by birth itself. Unless or otherwise, he is freed from the three modes, we cannot believe him. Isn't it? So this is the blind. We are blind. As though we say, oh, it is really very, very, very nice. But the next day, God. What is the sloka in the Bhagavad Gita? Can anyone tell this one? Getting attracted, we want that one and we get this and that, get that one and we lost several minutes.
Dhyayato
visyam punsam. Please note on that point also, the sloka. This and all we have to quote when we are giving lecture. Dhyayato visyam punsam. We are after that object, means God. Our intelligence is ultimately God. Anything alluring in this material world is always dangerous. Don't go there nearby also. That's not good. Isn't it? Believing means what? Why we are believing? What expectation is there for us to believe someone? What we expect? You have belief on me? You have what you expect from me?
Blessings.
Everybody is giving blessings.
Knowledge.
What I am giving that is going to help you. Really. If I am giving something, you are expecting something, if that really helps you to come out from the influence of Maya, that is purifying you, isn't it? But it is not so that everyone, those who are giving you something and those who are alluring something, that's going to help you. You understand? What is your help? The help is to get
out of this world.
Purified. In this world, our job is only one, that is to get purified. We are contaminated now. How we are contaminated? Three modes are there, why you are going? There is a wine shop, why you are going there? Let the wine shop be there. Why you get connected to that one?
Unwanted.
Don't look at that one.
Unwanted.
Why you become contaminated? Please understand my question. Very specific answer is required. What is the
external attraction of the factors includes the mind?
No. The real thing, yes, Sri Dhanitai Prabhu? Desire is 50% is correct. Can you explain that? What is, you got 70 marks, not 100 marks.
Unwanted desires.
Better answer, better. Better, still better.
Enjoy without this.
We want to enjoy without Krishna. We want to forget Krishna. He is the source of ourselves. If you forget Krishna, you are contaminated. It is not that some dust is there and I'm putting that dust over my body, rubbing my own body. That's not the contamination. Lord Shiva, he puts the ash in the burial ground. He is contaminated. No, he is always chanting. You cannot see Lord Shiva without any chanting beads in his hands, isn't it? You cannot say that the Lord Shiva is contaminated, isn't it? Huh? Contamination means forgetfulness of Krishna. Huh? You remember, you become purified, isn't it? So this is the belief. Somebody is telling something and we believe on him, isn't it? Many people, they fell down also. You can see in the history, they fell down. Why they fell down? What is the reason behind to fall down? Ego, but specific answer.
Rules and regulations.
They are not following. Niyamagraha. How you can spread this one? Can you invent it? Niyama.
Agraha.
Two ways. This word is very tricky word. This tricky means actually in those days, even in Telugu, they compile one sloka. In sloka, there will be two meanings, two stories also. Ramayana, Mahabharata coming in only one series of verses. You understand? So this niyama agraha is also like niyama plus agraha. Short agraha. Second is niyama plus agraha. That is long. Isn't it? Agraha means accepting. Agraha means we conceive that one. Agraha means we reject that one. Niyama agraha. Those who accept that the rules and regulations, they never fall down. Isn't it? Agraha means they are rejecting. They are not accepting. They are now obedient. So they are going to fall. They destined to fall. Isn't it? So there are so many people, they actually speak very, very nicely. They attract you. Isn't it? Many people, you can read even in the papers also, they cheat and then they kill the girl after raping. So many things are there. Because he was loving and not accepting for marriage, again there is killing, murder. So many things, the papers are not giving only such news. No one is giving the news of the Vaikuntha Loka. Isn't it? Vaikuntha Loka is three times bigger than this material world. But there we cannot get anything, information of the Vaikuntha Loka. Such news, the agents are not there. except preachers.
Back to God and
Magazine. Only such books. Otherwise, all are only this one. Material things. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Traigunya, Visaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. The Vedas and all dealing mostly with the three modes. But you have to come out from the three modes, O Arjuna. Isn't it? So, the belief is very, very important. We cannot believe anyone. Cannot believe anyone. Please, sir. You see, in the family itself, if there is little doubt, the family is collapsed. Isn't it? The family is collapsed. Anumanam. Anumanam. Penu. Bhutam. Bhutam, this is a ghost. Anuma. Doubt means gone. So any audience, devotee, cannot have any doubt within the heart also. If they have some doubt, you are finished. So that's why after each and every lecture, the preacher is asking you, you have any doubt at all? Some people, after shyness, they don't even put the questions. They don't want to clear because of the false ego. They do not want to get exposed. Let me die like this. I do not want to give up my false ego. Isn't it? So knowing all these things only, the lecturer belongs to the leaders at least. The leaders, they should, on behalf of their followers, they should raise the questions. Arjuna is very, very intelligent man, isn't it? But Krishna, he used him as an instrument, because we don't come up with our open heart, isn't it? Because of our false ego, we don't open our heart. But still Krishna wants to help us. Even you do not want to open your heart, but I want to purify you using my dear friend Arjuna. You understand how great Krishna is then? Even if you are not revealing your own heart, but Krishna is helping us to clear the doubt. Isn't it? Krishna is not great. If our desires are not fulfilled, we blame Krishna. That's why what's the Tamil saying in that one? Krishna's place. Krishnan koyile kadiri kadiri arivinalum Krishna sirichukonde pullanguyil udukonde irpar. Sirichukonde pullanguyil udukonde irpar. The reason is, the person is bringing so many complaints about so many people, but Krishna is smiling. Why? He is telling you are a fool. The solution for all your problems never lies with anyone. That is within you. You do not know even that one. Isn't it? Krishna, sirichukonde pullanguyil udukonde irpa. Ni kadiri kadiri arunanu. Isn't it? Even if you plead, cry, Krishna smilingly is playing his flute. Giving him the understanding that you are fool number one. For all your problems, the solution is lying within you. You do not know that one. But you are blaming so many people. You got the point? So always think yourself you are complete and perfect. If you have any problem, open your heart to whom you believe. The person whom we can believe means he should be free from selfishness. He should not have any self-motivation. He is free from three modes. He understood Krishna properly. He can show you even Krishna's hidden hand. Such a person we can rely on. Not the Reliance Company. Isn't it? The name is Reliance. But please, don't. Even for me, I also got one SIM card for Reliance earlier. Whenever I put money, the next day is telling, please, your money is gone, exhausted. Put something. Once I fought also, I scolded the person from Saidapet. The Delhi person is speaking to me. I scolded him. Yesterday I paid this much. Today you are telling my account is zero. By the name. By style, lifestyle, don't get cheated. This is not like that one. By name also, Lakshmi name. And he is, she is poor, poverty, stricken person. Saraswati, very, very well educated. Anguti chapa. Isn't it? She doesn't know even to put the signature. Gunavan. Gunavan means good
characters.
Characters, qualities. But he is the bad person. Chagai Madai. So the names and all, they are misnomers. They are misnomers. In Sanskrit words, it has that power. That's why better to use Sanskrit words. Isn't it? So, to whom we have to believe? The person is selfless. The very important person. Selfish means what there will be? Selfish means what there we will be having?
Something else from others. Something else from others.
So, he has some motivations. Isn't it? Motivations. He doesn't know the Krishna, the hidden hand of Krishna. That's why he is doing like that. Isn't it? So we have to believe only those who are selfless, Krishna conscious. Otherwise, don't. Prabhupada, he never believed even sannyasis. Because he experienced well, daily his father would he bring some sannyasi. Daily one sannyasi he would bring, and they serve. But Prabhupada thought that what this sannyasi is nothing, no use, he is not doing anything like for my purification, nothing like that. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj visited his place, then also he was reluctant to visit him. But his friend forcibly took him. After reaching that building also, he doesn't want to climb up the staircase. Again the force was applied on him. At last he went there. He spoke. He listened. Then he got completely satisfied. Contented. Then itself he thought, he is my guru. The belief. The belief is one who is going to clear my doubts, who is going to sow the hidden hand of Krishna. If you know the reason, you will not get wild. Isn't it? If you do not know the reason, then you will become, you lost your intelligence. Dhyayatu Vishyam Punsa, Sangateshu Pajayate, you are not getting the thing what you wanted. That's why you are becoming a mad person. You lose all your good, virtuous qualities. Isn't it? So, such people, if you know the truth, the mirror was not broken by the neighbor boy, is my own son. After knowing, the wife is telling, our son only broke the mirror. Don't shout, that neighbor boys come and he broke that. Then he cooled down abruptly. He shut his mouth because he understood the truth. You got the point? The truth. Who is the truth? Who is the absolute truth?
Krishna.
Krishna. Absolute means? How you can say it's absolute? 100%. Pardon? 100%. That is the vague answer. Absolute truth and relative truth.
Crystal clear
is okay, but still the better answer.
Transparent.
Sorry, no duality. No, that's also is not perfect. You have your father, but one who has no father, who is he? You have your father, you know that one, you have your father, but one person has no father. Who is he?
Krishna.
Isn't it? What was my question earlier?
Absolute.
Absolute means? Now you can tell.
No beginning, no end.
better, no?
No second person.
There is Ispurnam, there is no cause for that one. Anything that we say, it has some cause. But Krishna's, anything is there, there is no cause for Krishna. Isn't it? That's absolute truth. Isn't it? The absolute and relative truth. We should always aim to know the absolute truth. In the schools, in colleges, we learn only the knowledge. That knowledge is not enough. The knowledge should be realized. Isn't it? While realizing, you are going to see the absolute truth. Then only it is realized. Otherwise you can say one more excuse. Like that, you keep on going for excuses, causes. But you never end up with absolute truth. Isn't it? So one who understands absolute truth is a reliable person. Such person never cheats you. Why? Reliable person, he never cheats anyone. What's the reason behind that? That's not the specific answer. No. He never cheats anyone. If I cheat him, what's going to happen? So he doesn't cheat anyone. He doesn't cheat anyone. He knows the consequence of cheating. I know touching the fire is going to burn my finger. So I never touch. Is realized. Isn't it? So realized means one who understands the action and reaction. If he knows the reaction, he never does that action. If that is horrible reaction. You got the point? So, the absolute truth is Krishna. Once who has seen the Krishna, he never cheats anyone and he never gets cheated by anyone because he is always taken care by. This already we last class we have seen this one. This and all hand in hand like previous class, today class and last class also. Because this has so many diversions, but that converts to only one point. That point is Krishna. Isn't it? Like Prabhupada, there were many people, many devotees. They went abroad. They also tried to preach. They also tried to convince many, many people. But no one except Prabhupada was successful. Isn't it? Because Prabhupada saw the Krishna. Others, what they were advising Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why are you wasting your time? You better to collect some money and construct buildings like we constructed buildings. You come across that one? Rakesh, I am asking you. Others told Prabhupada, what you are doing, you will never be successful. Like us, you collect some money, construct building, have AC, then a pillow, have lead your life nicely. Is it correct? Prabhupada knows the consequences of collecting some Lakshmi and misusing that one, that's using for our own self-satisfaction. The reaction is very, very horrible. Please understand. Once you understand the consequences, you never do. You got the point now? That's why Krishna is telling before you act, you learn. Before you act, you learn. You learn? I'm deaf. I'm sorry, Before you do your action, that is third chapter, Karma Yoga, you learn something. What is? You learn Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday also I told. Everyone was curious to fight. And Arjuna lost all his composure. He became weak. He could not even stand. He could not even sit. That time, Krishna understood the situation and he imparted the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the song of God. We are singing all the time film songs, no? No one is singing Bhagavad Gita. The song of God, no one likes to sing. That's why we are singing all the film songs and all in Hare Krishna. Today, anybody knows that song? What is the song? The song is in Telugu and Tamil. Isn't it? It's better not to know also. But you will convert from Hare Krishna to the film song. You will go to that one. Peace Sushila. These two, they were singing that one. In Tamil, S.P. Balasubramanian, Peace Sushila. So that's not our matter. We are trying to connect everything to Krishna to make that perfect. So that we should not sing this. Because from my childhood I used to sing film songs. That was my habit actually. That's why in order to... When I joined ISKCON in 82, then itself I started singing Hare Krishna, all the my favorite film songs and all. That's my Guru Kendrananda Swami that time. He used to tell us also. We had to convert everything into Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? So it is very, very important to understand that knowing Krishna is very, very important because Krishna is the
absolute.
Krishna is the
absolute.
One. Krishna is the for you are telling vague answer for this particular question. The particular answer is the choice or the different.
Reason for our action.
No. Because I am always connecting everything to Krishna because Krishna is
source.
My father is the source of myself. Isn't it? My father is the source. That's why anything I do, I give to my father. My salary, my desires, isn't it? Then he is fine. Isn't it? So Krishna is source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartam. Isn't it? That's why we have to try to connect. You have wife? Very nice. Then don't treat wife as wife, but she has some relationship with the Krishna. That's the best. Anything you possess, that's good. Krishna has given this one as a gift, but you are to act intelligently. Then you have to give the same thing to Krishna back. The Ganges, that's coming from? That belongs to this material world, the Ganges? It's coming from?
Spiritual
world. Spiritual world, isn't it? What we can give to the spiritual personification Ganges? We have nothing. That's why we take Ganges water itself and offer to Ganges. Mother Ganges. For our benefit, Krishna has gave us so many things. As a gratitude, we are using everything in the service of Krishna and we are getting purified also. The purpose of living here is what? To get purified. We are contaminated, we forgot Krishna. Contamination means forgetting Krishna. Purification means remembering Krishna. Isn't it? So the point is, we are believing the person who knows Krishna. Prabhupada tells, somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna? So many people, they ask. Prabhupada, each time he gives one answer. The best one is putting the question to himself. What that question was? Prabhupada is putting the question. That I have seen Krishna or not. You are watching me. You are not understanding that my actions and all, but due to seeing Krishna, I am telling, pounding on your head, see Krishna in that one. Isn't it? It's pounding on the head. He's telling Guru, hey, look at that. Look at that. Donkey. And he is referring to horse. All the disciples are bewildered. What? He doesn't have even that much knowledge. My Guru Maharaj is showing a horse and telling it has donkey. Oh God, no. They don't understand what is my Guru is telling. He is showing horse and telling him as a donkey. Only one intelligent person is not afraid of his own prestige. Just, my dear Guru Maharaj, I don't understand. Please clear my doubt. The doubt devours the man. The doubt devours the man, actually. He doesn't want to get devoured. That's why he raised the hand and put in the question. My dear Guru Maharaj, please explain me. You are referring to a horse and telling him as a donkey. Then the Guru Maharaj was very, very happy. At least he understood my actions. Isn't it? He's telling the horse has its own properties, qualities. Donkey also has the same, the different qualities. But this is, the form is the horse, but actions are like donkey. Isn't it? The form may be hearts, but actions are donkeys. So you are seeing the quality. Vaishnava means?
Behavior.
What the ornament of the Vaishnava?
Behavior.
Please understand. You may be unrecognized, but your actions please Krishna. The one very, very nice lead singer is there. He's always very, very proud of himself. I'm leader. I'm lead singer. I'm singing. So many people are coming. Isn't it? And he just sings. And many, many people got attracted. And he sings very, very nice. But one fellow, he doesn't sing melodiously. At the time, Prabhupada, he wanted to listen to Hare Krishna Mahamantra by one of his disciples. Then he told that I want to hear. Then they suggested the lead singer is there. Can we call him? Prabhupada, no, don't, please don't call him. You call this person who has no melodious voice. But he is having complete devotion. He sings devotionally. And Prabhupada, you call this person. Everybody got bewildered. What is this? He's lead singer, very nicely is singing, and he wants only this as only the voice of a donkey like. Isn't it? Don't see the outwardly. We have to see inwardly. The fan is very, very nice. It has so gold rings. So many things, it's very, very nicely is giving the breeze. But if you don't understand, the inside is the current power. It has no value. Everything is very, very nice, alluring, but behind that one thing is the hidden hand of Krishna. If you don't understand, and we are lost, our life is missed. So we have to see the hidden one inwardly, not outwardly. Isn't it? So this story of what is that story?
No.
Many things. Second birth.
Ajamila.
Ajamila. And then the deer, attached the deer, Jadabharata, they are seeing only outwardly. They are not seeing inwardly. Outwardly is the actions of
material nature. Material nature. Maya.
Maya. Outwardly, outward vision is activities of Maya. Inwardly, inward actions are
hidden hand of Krishna.
Hand of Krishna. So you want to accept the actions of Maya, or you want to know the actions of Krishna. If you want to know Krishna, you should understand inwardly, not outwardly. So we in this material world are completely influenced by the Maya, and Maya is not escaping us from her influence, and we blame and claim everyone as though we are all children of one father. Got the point? Everyone is influenced by the Maya. We are unable to see the absolute truth, Krishna. That's why one is blaming another. Isn't it? We don't want to buy Chinese instruments, Chinese households. Nowadays it's going on. They are sending WhatsApp news. These are the products of cell phones made by China. Better not buy that one. Why the India is allowing them? Isn't it? They don't stop. What foolishness is ours? Isn't it? We are allowing them. Some business people are getting that one. Why you are allowing them? Very thing, a solution never lies out. Solution lies within. When you see inwardly, you can see Krishna. There is no problem at all. If you remember Krishna, there is no problem. Problem means absence of Krishna. Isn't it? Anyone with Krishna, there is no. Anyone who is with Krishna, there is no.
Somebody.
In front of sun, there is no.
Darkness.
If with Krishna, you don't have one. What is that?
Suffering.
Suffering. We don't have something.
Maya.
Isn't it? Krishna, Surya, Sama. Maya, Andhakar. In front of Krishna, Andhakar never comes. Isn't it? If you think inwardly yourself, that is, Krishna is available as Paramatma, you will never be scared of anything. The person, the sent boy, holding the hand of father and going in that street, Ranganathan street, from this corner to that corner, he never get missed. The child holding his father's hand and crossing that Ranganathan street, he never get lost. But the son, the child not holding the father, then the son, father is somewhere and son is somewhere. Our life is also like that. As long as we hold on Krishna, there is no problem. If you leave Krishna, then the problem. That's why this world is called Dukkhalayam. This world is called Dukkhalayam. Because here we cannot see Krishna. Krishna never comes here. But out of compassion, he sends his representatives. He can externally manifest also, but he never comes directly. His energy is manifested in so many devotees. Isn't it? His iron rod kept with the fire. The iron is no more iron. It becomes fire. So any devotee not leaving Krishna, holding Krishna always, he also become like Krishna. The simple logic, huh? Isn't it? So this way, we should always think the absolute truth, Krishna. The truth is, we never get separated from him. But because of the Maya's influence, we think there is no Krishna. What is the sloka in Bhagavad Gita for this one?
Matta Paratrama.
When I descend here, no one.
Avajananti ma muda
manusintanam asmita. Avajananti, they don't know. Avajananti ma muda manusintanam asmita. If I come as a human being, no one understands, sir. So if you understand Krishna within you, this example we can give, the dog. The dog can recognize his master, the master with the dhoti or pant or half pant, anyway, even if he is dressed like an advocate, judge, police, or even as a thief. The dog can identify. But we people having more intelligence than the dog, we cannot identify persons, isn't it? Then we have to talk about the pretenders. That in fact the pretenders will come next class actually. Next class will be about breaking the bricks in a jail is not profession but punishment. In that one, your half closed eyes will open fully. Today I think so, half closed eye is open now. It's not fully. Next class it will be fully open. So Prabhupada is giving us very nice advice. Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. He is realized soul, empowered person, empowered by Krishna. Such a person can open our eyes. Isn't it? That's why he is telling, Prabhupada is telling us, Krishna very nicely gave us scriptures. Is there anything that you find that the scriptures are amended anytime? Just like our law books in our court, there are so many amendments, isn't it? Each year, each month even, that's the even we are having elections after 5 years, because the person whom we selected is no more worthy. Let us have one more election. They are not perfect. Isn't it? Even our budget also we amend all the time. Have anyone seen that Bhagavad Gita is changed? Anyone? Even the impersonalities also use Bhagavad Gita. ISKCON also using Bhagavad Gita. Sri Sampradaya use Bhagavad Gita. Kumara Sampradaya is also using Bhagavad Gita. But all are different books, but with the same slokas. No one can change the slokas, isn't it? It is not amendable. It is eternal. No one can change the slokas. If you do not know the meaning, you can strike out like
Arjuna Acharya.
He is telling, I am going to take care of you. Ananya chintayanto mam yejana parivupasate tesa mithya vittanam yoga kshemam. I am poverty stricken person. I have nothing to eat. Why Krishna is telling that he is taking care of me? I don't believe. He just put the grass over, that way he stuck out the sentence. And he went out. Soon, the two boys are coming. With that balance, what is that called? You can call the kavadi. Kavadi is there, no? What is that called in English? Sravana Kumara also, he was taking the parents in the kavadi, isn't it? Like that one, two boys coming with so many grocery, grains, this, that and what all, the kitchen needs, that and all. The boys were very small and the pan is heavy. The two, they came, they knocked the door. The wife of that Arjunacharya opened and saw the small boys, little boys, bearing this much huge quantities of grocery. And they came and they unloaded and they are telling, we have to rush. She got wondered, what is this? Who are you people? You two boys, very, very charming. Please wait, I cook something for you and take. No, mother. If I go late, your husband is going to beat me. Beat us. So we have to rush it. Rush immediately. She could not do anything. She got to everything is wondering her. The boys left. After a little time, the husband came. And seeing so many things. What are these things? How you got? He's telling, why you are joking with me? You only person sent this much now? This much with the two little boys. They were bearing like this one. Don't you have any sense also? They are not the donkeys. Why you put this much luggage over them? She is calling him. And he got worried. What she is telling you? I never put anything. I never gave anything to anyone. Both were wondering. Bewildered also. Then he understood. And after he seeing that one, there is nothing else. The strike mark is not there. The into mark. Isn't it? So if you have the faith, Krishna will accept you, your words. If you have no faith and you give so much list also, nothing, karidi avidinalo, Krishna will play his flute smilingly only. Because we are not understanding Krishna. This is our mistake. It is not Krishna's mistake. If you are a driver, you should follow the rules and regulations. You cannot claim. You cannot blame even the policeman who caught you. You are claiming that on my own money I bought this vehicle. Can't I drive my vehicle as I like? You cannot say, isn't it? Before buying the car, you should know the rules and regulations. Before coming to human form, we should know the source of human form, the qualities of the creator, the source. Isn't it? This is our duty. It is not the duty of Krishna. That's why we are all ignorant. We are telling, Om Ajnanati Miradasya. My Guru Maharaj is opening. So Prabhupada is opening our eyes. How? Sahastras are there. No one can change it. Next comes sadhus. The sadhus are the devotees, highly elevated devotees, self-realized. They were living only for the pleasure of Krishna, to help all others. They were not living for themselves. They were not the pretenders. There is no duplicity in their lives. Duplicity means, duplicity means? Duplicity means pretenders.
Double road.
Pretenders. They don't have the qualities, but they are exposing that qualities.
ignore something and do something.
Yes. There is no Trikarana Suddhi. Trikarana means thinking, speaking and acting. Trikarana Suddhi. We cannot find in the pretenders. The sadhus were not like that one. They were not pretenders. Till they give up their lives, they follow the rules and regulations. They were the exemplars. They are the exemplars for the rest of the world. They need not refer the others, the followers need not refer the scriptures. They can get everything from that person, person's behavior. So there is practically no difference between the sadhus and scriptures. Sadhu, Shastra. Now we are here in this world where it is full of cheaters and cheated. So here, how we have to be? We do not know. The sadhus are not here now. They left their bodies. But we have only scriptures. We are unable to understand the scriptures. But we can read life. Even today many people appreciate the daily activities of Bhakti Vinoda Thakura. Isn't it? He walks up many, many people they send. How many hours he is sleeping? How many times he is sleeping and getting up? How long time he is sleeping? What are he eating? Isn't it? Such a person. There is no difference between sadhu and shastra. Now we have only the leaders, preachers and gurus, this and all. This and all we can put into the category of guru. Sadhu, shastra, guru, vakya. Chittate kariyayika. Chittate, Jiva Goswami tells hrudaye. Both are same. He mentioned in one of the places hrudaye. Normally we have chittate kariya. Kariya means doing. Karna. Kariya, aikya. The three should coincide each other. Who are the three? The sadhus. Those who already left their bodies. Sadhus and scriptures that is still there. These two, what they say, the same thing the present guru, leader, or any preacher should say the very same thing. Okay? For that one, a simple diagram. I just put a simple diagram to understand that one. Not necessary, you can give me. In my B.Tech course, I did mathematics. That mathematics, triangular charts were there. The subject is the triangular charts. Is there anyone, they did triangular charts? No one, isn't it? So this is the triangular, triangle, isn't it? For this vertex, this is the base. For this vertex, this is the base. For this vertex, this is the base. We can draw three parallel lines for three straight lines. Isn't it? For this one, this is the parallel line. For this one, this is the parallel line. Isn't it? For this one, this is the parallel line. You can consider A as the sadhu, B as the scriptures, C as the
guru.
Leader. What the scriptures is telling, and what the this sadhu is telling, they are conquering at one point. Two lines, they conquer at one point. There is no doubt, isn't it? Any two lines which are not parallel, they will conquer at one point. But if you draw the leader, a guru, leader, a guru or any preacher or something, what he tells, if that is not coinciding with that point, If that is not coinciding with this conquering point, then this leader and guru or anyone, we can say Hare Krishna and keep away. It is not necessary that this line should conquer that conquering point. Isn't it? Unless or otherwise, that is also the very correct one. Verily the same. Scriptures telling, chanting is good. That is your sadhana. Our sadhus also telling, chanting is good. That is our sadhana. And even the present guru is telling, chanting is good. That is our sadhana. All same. So that guru what is telling, that we have to accept. If the guru tells, yes, in this Kali Yuga there is no time. Isn't it? You just do some worship. Chanting you don't find time. Better you can skip that one. Is guru? Can we rely on him? We can say Hare Krishna and keep away from him. You got the point? This is the triangular chart. The three. Here also you can see in this next columns. This is the three. What all they say, the third person also says the same. Otherwise, you can keep distance from the third one. You got the point? This is very, very nice formula Prabhupada has given us. But I never heard anyone is using this word. Yes. We cannot blindly believe anyone. Isn't it? Blindly believing means we are going to fall down from our position. One who never cheats, one who knows Krishna, one who can show Krishna, one free from influence of Maya, he can only give you the rights of Krishna. Isn't it? This triangular charts is very, very nice. I like, we have so many charts I did in my beta talk. EF charts, fan chart. There are so many. I also forgot many. That's I did in 72 now means 35 years, sir. 45 years, sir. So this is very, very nice, sir. Prabhupada is telling, sadhu, sastra, guru, vakya, chintate, kariya, aikya. Isn't it? Ekehe Guru Nandana. What is that word? Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Determined idea. Yes.
According to Shastra, the sannyasi should not cross the ocean.
Yes.
But Prabhupada to cross the ocean.
Very, very nice.
Here the Shastra and the Guru Vakya is not...
Very correct, and this is very, very intelligent person. The person who is putting this person is also intelligent. The Shastra, we cannot understand Shastras. We cannot understand the instructions in the Shastras. For every instruction, there is some purpose behind that one. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Radhesh Prabhu only put the question now?
Yes, sir.
So for every instruction, there is some purpose. But the pupil, we should not forget the purpose of that instruction and follow just the rule. Just now I told Niyama Agraha. We do not want to be Niyama Agraha, but we should be Niyama Agraha. Okay? The purpose of Shastras is telling to please Krishna, serve Krishna, remember Krishna, not to forget Krishna. You understand the point? So the Bhakti Vinoda Thakura is a very, very compassionate personality. He wants to help many, many people. Helping means not feeding roti, kapda, makhan, food, clothes and shelter. Helping means helping the soul. The source of the soul is Krishna. Giving the love of Krishna is the best help. So for that one, this is the highest principle. Giving love of Krishna is the highest principle. To hold on the highest principle, we can break the lower level principle. You got the point? If I do not cross this one, the ocean, that side the people living, they will be in dark only forever. But they are also children of God. We have to help them. The self-realized person is paradukha dukhi. We cannot say the self-realized person is keeping mum, is living in his room, AC room. He doesn't want to help others. He is not self-realized. You understand? He always think how best he can help others. That is the self-realized soul. Because others also children of Krishna, others also my God, my brothers and sisters, I should help him. You got Radhesh Prabhu? That's why for to give the love of God, he is breaking the low level principle. Even in Kali Yuga, no one should take sannyasa, isn't it? But we take sannyasa, we preach, isn't it? Take the purpose of not to take sannyasa, which is there in the scriptures, is we unable to maintain the qualities of sannyasa. That's why the scripture is telling better not to take sannyasa and don't fall down. But we are doing that one for the higher purpose. Higher purpose means preaching, isn't it? Giving the love of God to others. That's why we are accepting sannyasa. If a sannyasi preach, everybody give respect to him, isn't it? If a grihastha comes and takes some lesson, I'll give some lecture, is not that much respected, isn't it? So the position is also very important, isn't it? So in that way, it seems that we are going against the scriptural injunction, but that is not so. We are keeping the purpose behind the injunctions intact. We are not disturbing the purpose behind that one. You understand? On Ekadasis, we should not take rice. But on Ekadasi, the real service is doing more service. Chanting more number of rounds. Distributing books more. But in one case, in one time, some devotees, they were lying on bed on Ekadasi day. And Bhakti Vinoda Thakur came or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj came and saw the people were lying on the beds. And he understood that they were very weak. They were unable to go for book distribution because they were not taking rice. Okay? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj understood the situation and he knows that book distribution is more important than fasting from grains. So he asked the kitchen, the cook, better cook some rice and feed them, send them to book distribution. You understand? The importance of giving love of God, preaching, is more important than what we are doing. for that form. Prabhupada told, if you want to preach in a place where nothing is available except
meat,
mutton, isn't it? Then what Prabhupada told? You have to take meat and do preaching. Okay? So blindly, we cannot believe the injunctions. Don't believe even the scriptures blindly. You know inwardly what is the purpose behind that injunction. You got the point? Tell me, you got the point? Your doubt is clear now? So you also don't just listen that one. You understand the purpose behind that one. That's most important. Okay? Thank you very much. So is there any other doubt thing? Now we cannot even honor Prasadam. So Krishna wants us to clear all the doubts. Anyone having any doubt now, please? This is the good Aman, huh?
Rain is coming.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The first song of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra. Yes, yes. Yes.
There are two explanations given for his
asking. Yes.
One is Arjuna might change his heart and withdraw his life.
Yes, yes.
The other being is Duryodhana might compromise with Arjuna and change his heart and come to.
Really? No, I don't think so. Anytime Duryodhana is going to compromise,
because of his case of that place, he might change his.
No, that is for only Arjuna. Because of the influence of the place, Arjuna might change his idea. But I don't think so. Is there anyone can confirm this one?
Is Arjuna under this?
It's only for Arjuna. But you better to read and get me that one also. But that is for me, that is not like that, because he's very, very stubborn. He has the hope only one thing. Duryodhana has only one hope, that with him Bhishma is there. No one can defeat Bhishma. And also the Guru Dronacharya is there. No Pandava can defeat his Guru. These are the high hopes for Duryodhana. But he is seeing outwardly, he is not seeing inwardly. Inwardly means the Pandavas have the Krishna's. The Krishna's mercy. That is greater than Bhishma and Drona. You got, all of you hearing? You got the point?
Krishna mercy.
But Duryodhana never saw inwardly the hidden hand of Krishna. Outwardly he is thinking, Bhishma is next to me, no one can defeat me. So what is your doubt now, Prabhuji?
What's the doubt?
Yes, even then, that is the blind person. I already told, the blind person is one, as though the things are available in front of him, he is unable to understand and pick up that word.
He versus them Dhritarashtra.
He?
No, eyes still ignore Dhritarashtra.
Yes, Dhritarashtra has no real eyes, and Duryodhana, as though he has the eyes, is blind. Both are blind. Isn't it? Those who have the eyes and not seeing inwardly is also blind. Those who do not have the physical eyes and can be able to see the hidden hand of Krishna, he has the vision, he has the eyes. Isn't it? Divya Chakshu, transcendental eyes. Vyasadeva gives to Sanjaya, the event is occurring far away from Hastinapura, the place called Kurukshetra. That also even this Sanjaya can witness and describe. Commentator. He became commentator. So, better close your eyes and see the hidden hand of Krishna. That's good. And opening your eyes in front of deities and talking about yourself to your friends or your relatives, that's no good. Isn't it? But still, Srinath Prabhu, I didn't get what's your doubt.
No, which one is correct? Both are correct.
No, I corrected you already. Isn't it? The person who is influenced by the Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, is only Arjuna. Duryodhana is very, very stubborn. Even Maya Devi, from the influence of the Maya Devi, Duryodhana cannot come out. But Arjuna can easily come out. Okay? And please get me even that one. Because the Dhritarashtra has the wish, desire to see his son becoming king. The desire is there. The probability of even not occurring event may occur. That is the greediness. Definitely it is not going to happen, but still we have that desire. Isn't it? So someone is telling, anyhow, we are not going to remember Krishna at the time we give up. Why should we do all these things? Let us enjoy our lives. Isn't it? That's nice. Anyhow, we cannot follow the injunctions of the scriptures. Let us forget the scriptures. Is good? So like that, Dhritarashtra also, my son comes out victoriously. The little that is lingering within his heart, he wants to see. Anyhow, I could not become directly king. At least let my son become king. Isn't it? In Hindi we say lalach, greedy. That is no good. That is called the selfishness. Having some self-motivation. He cannot see the hidden hand of Krishna. Okay? Anyone else? Anything else? Yes? The Pandavas, yes, Pandavas, you are actually the owner. What is... No, you have to read from the beginning. Dhritarashtra says, Samaveta Yukshavaha, all these people, my sons, Mamaka, Mamaka, that means my sons, and Pandava, my brother Pandu's sons, Samaveta, they assembled. What is the purpose? The purpose is Yukshavaha. This word Yuksha, Yukshu is still used in Japan. Perhaps you know Yuksha, fighting. So Yukshu, those who are desirous of fighting now, both the parties were desiring to fight. And they assembled. Why he is asking question, Kim Akurvata? What did they do? Because he was little doubtful that these boys, after being assembled in Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, they might have changed their ideas. They might have settled down. Actually, the sons of Dhritarashtra might have admitted, yes, Pandavas, you are actually the owner, what is the use of unnecessarily fighting? So he was very much anxious whether they had changed their decision. Therefore he is asking, otherwise there was no question of asking. Therefore he is asking, otherwise there was no question of asking Kim Akurvataha. He just like if you are given food, okay. So he is thinking sometime the son also become. But I don't think so that far. That's it. Yes, but I want to clear this one first, please. Because of Bhishma and Dronacharya, Krupacharya, they may convince Dhritarashtra to compromise. Do you understand the point? This is not the influence of Kurukshetra. This is the influence at the time, neck of moment, just about to begin the war. Bhishma can reveal the hidden hand of Krishna to Duryodhana, and Duryodhana might change his mind. Isn't it? Then it is very, very nice. Somehow Duryodhana is changing his mind. That's good. But he is so stubborn. This and all Dhritarashtra is feeling. Because Dhritarashtra is not that much strong as Duryodhana. Duryodhana is very, very adamant. But Dhritarashtra is equally educated as Pandu and Vidura. So he is feeling like that. Okay?